This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Pivot Bio. I'm Mark Magnuson. Details remain scarce on the framework agreement of a trade deal between the United States and China, although some optimism has returned to the soybean complex in the ag marketplace. We will hear more from Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net next.
They say that good things come in threes, and now Pivot Bio Proven G3 is proving it. The first proven product with three modes of action is now available to feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential. Proven G3 locks in at the roots to deliver steady nutrition when and where your corn needs it most. Lock in and learn more at pivotbio.com/provenG3.
Chinese officials did confirm some of the details of the framework agreement, according to Jim McCormick, co-founder of AgMarket.net, but he says that the 13% tariff remains in place on U.S. soybeans.
We are still waiting for a little bit more clarity coming out of what the trade agreement was agreed upon last week. Overnight, Chinese officials confirmed that the government has suspended the tariffs on U.S. imports, including farm goods, but the suspension did not include lifting the 13% tariff on U.S. soybean imports. So starting November 10th, the retaliatory duties up to 15% on some U.S. farm goods will be lifted for 1 year, but will still include a 10% levy. That 13% tariff, according to traders, is still going to keep the U.S. too expensive to the Brazilians.
McCormick explains the situation for United States soybeans, with Brazil still the cheaper option for China to buy soybeans from.
What it tells me is, you know, the Chinese buyers are, you know, the commercial buyers are not going to be buying a lot of our beans. They'll probably be buying them from Brazil because that's where it's cheaper due to that 13% tariff. And if they are going to fulfill their commitment of buying up to 12 million metric tons, which is what the White House is saying their commitment was for, that'll probably be done by COFCO, essentially the government arm of the buyers, essentially buying for their reserves.
McCormick says the trade agreement has still not been officially finalized between the United States and China.
You know, my guess is maybe they're still trying to dot the I's and cross the T's on, trying to get this whole thing finalized.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.